Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 147 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, y'all, there are almost too many topics to even try to highlight it at the beginning. Melanie has some thoughts about the Nordstrom anniversary sale. She has some thoughts about some Free People jeans. She has a whole thing about her dogs. I mean, it's a whole lot of information, so you might want to go ahead and hydrate. Before we get to all of that, though, I want to tell you about something that Melanie and I love so much, and that is our FabFitFun subscriptions. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on pre-sale, and y'all, I cannot even explain to you what a treat and a joy it is to get a FabFitFun box at your front door four times a year. There are health and beauty products, there are household products, there are great accessories, sometimes there's even jewelry. It's full-size, premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and tech products. They deliver the seasonal must-haves that we all need. So the Fall Box is a perfect way to treat yourself or others and get ready for what is surely the most wonderful time of year with a carefully curated box of products. I'm telling y'all, it's like Christmas four times a year. The products in the FabFitFun box always have a value of over $200. It retails for $49.99, but you can get $10 off your first box at fabfitfun.com/bigboo. That's fabfitfun.com/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. As always, we are so glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy episode 147. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And Melanie has some things she needs to talk about.
Listen, I've had a lot of things in the last 24 hours, is what I'm going to tell you. I've had a couple of different things. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the fact this is, I'm not going to go in chronological order because I'm going to go with what's new. So I finally, as I told you when we were together in Oklahoma, that I still had my iPhone 6S and the battery was lasting approximately 2.5 minutes every time after I charged it and took it off the charger. And so I just got back from the AT&T store where I have now upgraded to the iPhone XR is what I got.
That's what I have.
Okay. Well, I knew that. And that's why I felt like, I feel like you and David are both good technology people. And I felt like the fact that that's what y'all went with, that I was going to be in good hands going with that design. And then the guy at the AT&T store confirmed that for me, that that was a good choice.
Now, how do you feel about the no button? Do you know yet how you feel about the
no button? No, I don't think I like it. I'm going to be honest. I don't. Okay. Here's I've only had it. Now, listen, this is a new development. This is breaking news. This is less than 20 minutes old at this point. So I really haven't even had time to play with it. I don't think I like that part of it, although I feel like I'll figure it out. I love that I have such a, like my screen is so much bigger.
Yes, which let me just say, because Alex has a 6S and his battery also lasts 2.5 seconds. In fact, today I took him to get a checking account. And when the man who was helping us, he was so nice and he was showing Alex how to use the app for the bank. And when Alex got ready to download the app, he said, wait, I've got my data turned off. And I said, why? And he was like, because it wears down my battery so much. So we had to turn that back on in order to download the app in order to use it. So I'm familiar with the 6S problem. Yeah. It's a smaller screen, and I feel like people need to know that you had that font on your phone, on your 6S phone, cranked up to really impressive proportions. Yeah. It was.
Where like people pretty much, if I was sitting in like maybe row D at the movie theater and you were sitting in row S, you could read all of my text. I had no privacy.
I was going to say, there's no confidentiality. So no. The words are very large.
Yeah.
And what tickled me is even with the words that large, there were points when you would say, I can't see what my phone says. Hold on. Let me get my glasses.
It's terrible. So, my eyes are at an all-time low. That's next on my list is a visit to the ophthalmologist because I've got to do something. The peepers.com is not really cutting it anymore for whatever is going on with my eyes. They're bad. I can't see anything anymore.
David, you know, hit that spot a couple of years ago and finally went to the eye doctor. And it turns out he was also nearsighted as well as farsighted.
Mm-hmm.
So when he found, they got all that worked out, it was like, would you look at the world?
Yeah.
Would you look at the blades of grass before us? This is marvelous.
Yeah, that's where I think I am. And, you know, Perry picked up a pair of my readers last night and he said, these are like shattered. I was like, they're not shattered. And he goes, well, there's something. And he looked at them and like the lenses of one of them are so completely scratched, like visible scratches in them that he was like, I don't even understand. And like Perry, you need to know, cleans his glasses like 6 times a day. Like his glasses are always spotless. And he wore glasses up until he had LASIK and all that stuff. So he's like, I don't even understand. And I was like, but that's how bad my eyesight is, that it doesn't even matter that I'm looking at the world through 74 scratches across the lens.
Right.
Like, that's right.
Does Perry like David have the economy size packages of the eye wipes?
Oh, yes. The Zeiss lens wipes that we order from Amazon. We get like 400 in a box that we get. They come 400.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have those. We use them on a regular basis. And he and Caroline both. And he's instilled that in Caroline where she cleans her glasses all the time too. And so both of them, anytime they pick up anything of mine, they're just, it's total disdain. They're like, like there are smudge marks.
Listen, you're living like an animal.
I am. That's Caroline looked at me the other day and I had on like my big black sunglasses and she goes, I'm looking at you and can see the smudges all over the lenses of your glasses. And I was like, I don't know the difference. It's all fine.
You can't see them. So what's it matter?
I know. So anyway, so I do like the bigger screen. I do. Now I will say I laughed because I told the guy at the AT&T store who was very nice and very helpful. I said, I had been putting this off forever because I hate getting a new phone. I hate the whole process, the whole deal. And I said, but my battery was dying, whatever. And he agreed with me. And I don't think that I had to persuade him to agree with me that it's basically an Apple conspiracy that every time you install an update, that they do something to make your battery fry. So that on the older versions of the phone, you eventually get to where your battery doesn't last.
100%.
Yep.
And so
he said he never installs the updates on his phone. And he told me that this recent update, they've had multiple people come into the AT&T store and say that their cell service quit working and they had to go to Apple because of the newest update to get it to work again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold.
Yeah.
That is bold.
I know. Apple. So, and we're all beholden to them, but here's the problem. So I'm going to tell you this. So Gully just switched. She and her family just switched to T-Mobile. And okay. I'm going to tell you how our phone conversations go now. Can you hear me? Are you still there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And then we hang up and then she calls me back 2 minutes later and she's like, I think if I don't move from this parking spot that I'm going to continue to get good reception. And then we'll go, okay. And so I'll be like, so what I was saying was I told Caroline and I'll be like, can you hear me? Are you there? Can you hear me? Yeah. So anyway, this isn't an ad for T-Mobile, obviously, but I'm just saying all these companies have us. They're killing our batteries. It's all a big conspiracy, but we can't live without our phones. So it's our own dumb fault.
It's our own dumb fault. Yeah, we switched from T-Mobile several years ago because I could not get a signal inside the building where I work, which you would like to do. And maybe now that maybe the cell towers are better and stronger and all that, but They've all got us over a barrel, regardless.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not gonna say the name of the person at the AT&T store because, you know, that could feed into a whole another big conspiracy. But I am just saying that he advised me I would not do the upgrades. So do what you will with that information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Mm-hmm.
But Caroline was with me and she said that validated her because she has long felt that it's not worth doing any of the upgrades and she never does them.
Okay. So. Yeah. All right. Well, I of course, in this house, we update on the regular. Oh, yeah. I can't, mainly because I cannot stand to have the number, like by the app store. I can't stand that number sitting there telling me I need to do something.
Yes. Yes. I don't like any numbers on my phone. It drives me crazy to have the red notification number on my phone. I want it to go away.
Now, how are you with notifications in general? Because this is my personal philosophy. There's no judgment against anybody who sees this differently. This is just how it works with my personality. Mm-hmm. The only notifications I get on my phone are text messages or like a call, that kind of thing. I don't get a notification if somebody posts on Instagram. I don't get a notification if somebody replies to me. I don't even have my emails pop up because I don't want to see that. So I don't like my phone. I really don't like my phone screaming at me all day. So I'm a little bit like, I feel like maybe an 87-year-old person in that regard. Like, yes. I just don't like it barking at me, trying to get my attention. So really, texts are the only thing. And Voxer messages. I get a little if somebody Voxes me. But other than that, that's it for me. Are you a notifications person?
No, I hate notifications. Like, and in fact, right now, because Caroline ended up, she's on a new soccer team. And so I'm on, like, they have a new team app. Mm-hmm. And when I installed it, I didn't realize in like six times a day, my phone's like, zring, zring. And I'm like, oh, I got to get that turned off. And I forget about it until it does it again. But I don't like my phone beeping and buzzing at me. All I like, I'm saying text messages. And I think that's it.
And if I have any long ongoing, like if I'm in some group text that's long and ongoing and all that, I turn off notifications. I'll read it when I get to my phone. Mm-hmm. But I, like, if there's a group message, the back and forth, the dinging. Somebody's gonna have to give me a nerve pill. I can't take it. I don't like it. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I'm immediately, if I get on a group text, I'm immediately turning off notifications, and then I'll just go back and follow through later. I cannot do it. I hate it. It's my pet peeve.
And does Caroline keep her phone on silent all the time?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Alex says too.
Yeah, which I think is so interesting. But yeah, she does keep her phone on silent, because I've noticed that, because sometimes when I've been at the grocery store and I've called her, she doesn't answer. And I didn't know, you know. And I'm like, well, that's why you have a phone, so it would ring.
Okay, so you got a new phone. That's
We'll put that in the high category. We'll put that was my high of the last, you know, yet to be determined. So I'm going to tell you that last night, about 10:30, Perry and I were sitting on the couch. He was like, I'm ready. I'm going to bed. Caroline was out with a friend. She was about to be home. They were coming back to the house. And so, so we were sitting here and we were about to go to bed. Well, I wasn't about to go to bed. I was like, I'm waiting up for the girls to get home. So we always let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, yes, we did.
The Shankles let the dogs out.
So we let the dogs out like we always do. And since Caroline was having a friend spend the night, we were like, because normally Piper sleeps in her room, but we're like, both the dogs will sleep in our room tonight. So I let him out. I go into the laundry room because I was folding clothes, and I opened up our dryer. And while I was in the laundry room, I smelled the overwhelming smell of skunk. Well, I immediately call the dogs and they don't come. And then I call them again, and finally Piper comes, and her eyes are bloodshot and red, and she just reeks. And she immediately gets up on our outdoor couch and is like rubbing her face and like rolling all around, and like, everything stinks. Our whole house stinks. The backyard stinks. Skunk everywhere at 10:30 at night.
What did you do?
Oh, it was terrible. Well, I said a couple of bad words. I called the dogs a couple of bad words. They're so dumb. Perry was like, they need to learn. Don't play with the black cat with the white stripe down its back.
That's right.
So Perry went outside and looked, and he could see it. So like, we have a wood pile over on the side of our house. It's like all our firewood stacked. And so apparently the skunk was in the wood pile. They had found it. I immediately look up what to do, because Piper's clearly been, well, and then there's Mabel, and stupid Mabel, who I'm sure instigated it, did not get sprayed. So she didn't smell. She didn't get the brunt of the, Piper got the full brunt of the skunk spray. And so I Googled, and so it said, first thing, you have to flush their eyes out with cold water. And I'm going to tell you, you know what a dog really enjoys is having their eyes flushed out with cold water.
For sure. Yeah.
And it's just that time of night where you're like, I'm in my pajamas. I've had like a glass of wine. I'm in wind down mode. Like I'm ready to like, I had like an episode of Real Housewives in me and then I was going to bed. Mm-hmm. So like all of a sudden you're in full, like I'm having to light every candle. I'm having to get all the diffusers going. I'm trying to de-skunk the house. I'm trying to flush out Piper's eyes. I'm making a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and baking soda and dish soap, which is what you use to get
okay. Did you just know that or did you Google it?
I kind of remembered it because years ago, our dog Scout had the same thing, had an encounter with a skunk. And so I knew that it was some mix of hydrogen peroxide and something. So I made our little mix in a bucket. And so I was out there scrubbing Piper. And anyway, needless to say, her body smells better. Her face still smells like skunk, but you can't really, that's the problem is you can't put that baking soda, hydrogen peroxide stuff by her eyes. So we just had to like flush our eyes off. So anyway, that's what we were doing at 10:30 last night. So I laughed because this morning I got up and I remembered that we'd also gotten a notice from the IRS that we owed them more money, which fine.
Sure.
So this morning I was like, so in the last 12 hours, I've had to rid my dog of a skunk smell and I've had to write a check to the IRS. And so it just, I'm going to say it was a lot. It was a lot of a low point for a 12-hour period of time.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. And you lost the button on your phone.
I don't have a home button. I cannot go to my home anymore like I used to. And it's all fine. Listen, these are all problems that are very minor, but the skunk thing about sent me over the edge. I was like, and then because then you're kind of debating because you're like, well, do you just say two bad dogs? Y'all are stupid. You're sleeping outside, but then they're going to bark all night. But the other problem was then our house. I mean, it's like Perry and I both said, we did not sleep very good last night because it smells like skunk all night long. Like you just have to wait for that to kind of dissipate. So anyway, that was...
Are you burning candles or anything?
Well, I had candles and I've got the diffusers going. And then the lady who helps us, who does housekeeping for us a couple of times a month, she came today, which I did laugh because she came and she was like, she was cleaning Caroline's bathroom. She's like, I'm sorry, it smells like vinegar. And I'm like, look, vinegar to me is like roses at this point. Vinegar is the sweetest smell ever. So I still have, and I had bought this. Okay, now this is a whole, I wasn't planning on, actually, well, I wasn't not going to share it. I just didn't know. But I actually bought this room spray a couple of months ago from Redwood Home Company. I'm double checking that that's correct. And it smells so good. And so to me, and it kind of, it's a lingering smell, but it's such a pleasant smell. But it really, that combined with the essential oils and the candles really helped. But I love I'm going to find it while we're talking. I have to remember the exact thing, but it's really good.
I know. I want to know what it's called.
It's good.
It's, hold on. You said Redwood?
No, it's Redwood. Okay. Hold on. Look, I'm looking at it. Redwood and Co. I'm going to tell you, it's their home collection. It's their room spray. Let me find the right one. So it's room and linen spray. And I got, hold on, I'm looking at the deal. I may have to go double check to make sure I have the right one. Okay. We'll figure it out. But anyway, I'll stay tuned. I'll find that on the internet and then I will tell you what it is. Okay. Oh wait, is this it right here? This may be it. I don't think this is the right scent though. Hold on.
I'm getting episode one, Let's Read in Style vibes.
I know. Listen, it is.
Like it's really taking me back. But no, listen, I like a process.
I'm gonna get up. I'm walking to my cabinet right now to get it. So this really is. We're going old school. I've unplugged. I'm walking.
The microphone is not stationary if you're walking.
Okay, this is it. Yeah, this is right. So it's Basecamp Room and Linen Spray. It's from Redwood and Co.
What's the general vibe? Is it citrusy? Is it florally? Is it herby?
It's kind of more herby. Like it's kind of more. Okay. So this is the one I have. It's okay. It has the top scent is saffron, eucalyptus, and bay laurel. The heart of it is cypress, moss, and bayberry. And the base is patchouli and amber and woods.
That sounds delightful. I've got to look it up right now.
I love it. It's shopredwoodandco.com. I really like it. It kind of almost smells, when I first got it, I didn't get it till the spring, and it really smells more like a fall winter scent to me. But I love it so much because it's not citrusy and it's not florally, because I don't like a florally smell in my house. But this just smells, I don't know, it's good. It smells, it's like reminiscent to me of like a good men's cologne, but it's not like a cologne.
Okay, but I don't see it.
Yeah,
on the website.
Look under Redwood & Co. Home Collection. Okay, then look at Room Plus Linen Spray.
Room and Linen Spray.
And so they have different
ones. It's Base Camp
Room Plus Linen Spray. And they have the Wanderlust. Mine is not the Wanderlust. It's the second one.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. I got it. Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. But it really does. Like I don't use it as a linen spray. I just kind of spray it in two sprays per room. And it's like, it makes your whole house smell so good. So I've been...
Add to cart.
So I've been using it. Yeah, I've been using it before company comes. Like, it's just a really nice, like, if you like those kind of smells, it's a really good, nice smell. But I'm somebody who, you know, I like a tobacco and leather candle. I like that. I kind of like a more masculine smell than anything fruity or feminine. So I highly recommend.
Okay. So I asked you when we were in Pawhuska about this, and you said, I have a lot of thoughts about it, but then you never told me what your thoughts were. When I mentioned the Nordstrom anniversary sale this summer, and you seem to have some feelings. So
I do have
that?
Some feelings about it, you know, and I'm conflicted, because on the one hand, I do think that there are some good deals to be found. Like, don't get me wrong. I think there are some good deals. I feel like from the time, you know, I don't feel like before fashion bloggers came on the scene, like the Nordstrom, if they had this anniversary sale, we didn't know that it was a thing, right? Isn't it like a lot of stuff where it just feels like maybe 4 or 5 years ago that all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, it's the anniversary sale, you know, and everybody freaks out.
Yes.
And so here's my problem with it. Here's what I've learned, because I'm older and wiser. Here's what I've learned from it. I don't know what kind of cardigan I'm going to want in November in July. Right? It's a long time away. And so I feel like these fashion bloggers, and look, I don't blame them, but they kill themselves because they're out there, and some of them, I'm like, y'all live in Dallas and y'all are straight up shooting yourself in some booties and some tall boots and some thigh high boots with like a long sweater, and it's July. Like, it's hot.
I would like to say that I appreciate your sensitivity to heat concerns about this, because this is how I feel my whole life every day. This is how I feel my whole life every day. So yes, you are exactly right. They are burning up in their booties. And I don't follow nearly as many fashion bloggers as you do, but like trying to do those fall fashions in summer, like that's got to be the Lord's call on your life. Because otherwise
you couldn't
just
do
no
it. I mean, you couldn't do it. I mean, you're in all that and you're in some corduroy leggings and some whatever. And like, and here's the deal is I used to get sucked in and I would be like, oh my gosh, I've got to get it. If I don't get this cardigan right now, it's going to be gone. And I'm going to go ahead and order it in July and whatever. Here's what I've learned. The thing with Nordstrom is if it's on sale during the anniversary sale, the majority of things you can bet are going to be back on sale by about October, when you actually are venturing into a time that you could wear them. So that is my one piece of advice. Like, don't get sucked in, because like we all think, and I also have a theory that they make things that are specially for the anniversary sale that I don't think are their normal level quality things. I think it's very strategic. Mm-hmm. I think that Mr. Nordstrom, this is my theory,
Mr. Walter H. Nordstrom.
I think that what happened was he said, hey, you know what's a really bad month for retail? July. Nobody's buying anything, right? Because this is the time of year where even me, who loves to shop, I'm like, I'm not buying anything. It's too hot. All I'm wearing at this point, I look like a PE coach. I don't need any clothes. You know, I'm not buying anything until the weather cools off. But it's a way to create this frenzy where you're like, oh my gosh, these boots are like 35% off and I have to get them right now. Right?
Yes. I think that there's a lot of validity to what you are saying, because why do any of us in our right minds want to shop for sweaters in July? Like there's no reason. And I think probably Prime Days, and listen, I love Prime Days because, but I use Amazon a lot more than I use Nordstrom. So I buy a lot more at Amazon. So, but I think it's kind of a similar thing. I do think it's a little bit, it's a great way to boost whatever you're selling midway through the year. I did not even glance at the Nordstrom website this year, and I usually fall prey to it. But you know, last year I cleaned out my closet and I decided I was not going to buy any more clothes for the rest of the year. And this summer I cleaned out my closet and same thing. I was like, I'm going to need some new walking shoes at some point. I'm going to need some boots when fall hits. But other than that, I think I'm good. I think I have enough. I have enough black cardigans to last me for all of fall and winter, more than I even need. So I feel pretty set as far as all that goes. So because of that, I was like, I'm not even looking. It's just going to make me want something I don't actually need.
Exactly that. And I think they're brilliant because I think it does it. So what I have learned, here is my advice to people shopping the Nordstrom sale.
Please share your advice.
And I'm going to say this on Fashion Friday tomorrow too. And I meant to say it last week because I think it lasts now through like August 6th or something. Like if there's something that you need, like if you know you need, like back in the days when Caroline always needed a new North Face fleece for the winter, like this is a great time to get a North Face fleece. Like this is a great time to do that. If you know that you need some new undergarments and they carry the brand, this is a great time to do this. If you need a new pair of Zella leggings, which I like to get a new pair of Zella leggings every year.
Oh, I do love the Zella leggings.
This is a great time to get it. But I would caution you about getting sucked into getting like, oh, I've got to have this long cardigan. Because number one, you haven't been wearing your cardigans. And if you're like me, what happens is you buy it now and you forget about it. And then you pull down all your winter clothes and you're like, well, I have 54 long black cardigans. So why did I get another one? Because you've forgotten what you have. So that's kind of my thought is I feel like they suck you in. I think Amazon Prime is brilliant just because you also have so many home good items that you can get at the same time. You know, that's like so there's true. A lot of, and I ordered, like I'd been wanting to try the Olaplex number 4 shampoo because I've heard rave reviews and I got it for half price. So I was super excited about that. That was a good deal. Yeah.
That was a good deal. I think, well, hold on, let me back up in my head to get to the root of what I was going to say. I think if there are certain things, certain places where you're really brand loyal to the point that you know the prices of those things. For example, I love almost anything BOBO.
Yes.
You know that brand at Nordstrom, that BOBEAU. So if I were to see a great deal on something, on a BOBO something, I know that I'm going to like how it fits more likely than not. And it's the kind of stuff I'll wear every day to work. So, or like I love their BP brand at Nordstrom. So I might look there. But other than that, in terms of I don't know. I think besides going to my faithful things, I think you can just, you just end up buying
and
a lot of stuff.
And I think that you forget, I'm preaching to my own choir here is what I'm saying. I have to remind myself because here's what happens is I get sucked in and I'm like, oh my gosh, but it's 35% off, but you're still paying money for it. So like, it's not free, you know, like it's good for me to keep in mind.
It's cheaper to buy nothing.
Now, I will say, I also think that Nordstrom can be good for basics. I also think it can be good for beauty products. I do think there are some really good deals on some beauty products if you are wanting to try something at this time. Like I always know, like this time of year, they always have their Revita Lash and their new lashes. Like you get two tubes for $100, whereas normally like one tube is almost $100. So that's a good deal. You know, but I think, you know, that's just kind of, but anyway, I've decided it's all like a marketing ploy to get people to spend money in July. And I feel like the fashion bloggers, which I don't blame them, but they feed it because you see them and they look darling in their boots and all their stuff. And you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to have it, you know? And
I need a hat. I've never worn a hat, but I need a hat.
I need a hat and I need this Patagonia vest and I need these tall boots. And, you know, it's kind of like, no, you know, just wait and see. Because I also think that there's a thing of like, once we get into November, you start seeing people and stuff. And then that's when you're like, oh, I want a sweater like that. Or I like that kind of shirt. Or this is what I want. Because I think you don't know. Because I'm going to tell you what I think are about to really come back in like, and they've been slowly making their emergence, but I feel like the future for flare jeans has never been brighter.
Oh, you know, this makes me so happy. I love a flare. When I cleaned out my closet, I found a pair of brand new white flares I'd forgotten about because I bought them in the winter. Mm-hmm. Won't he do it? And so I'm never like, I feel great in my clothes. I don't ever feel great in my clothes, but I put those flares on and I was like, I feel good in these flares. And a flare is so good for an apple shaped person because usually an apple shaped person, our legs are the smaller part of our body. So to have something fitted on the thighs and then that flare just balances out whatever happens to be going on in the chest and stomach area. Like I love a flare. I love the way they move. Yeah. I love the way they look with shoes. I always feel so good in them.
I saw an article. I have not seen this movie yet because Caroline says I can't see the new Spider-Man until I see the other Avengers movie, the last.
this sounds just like Alex Hudson. If you have not participated in the whole Marvel Universe experience, you are disqualified from participating in any part of the Marvel
Universe. That's exactly
Universe
it.
Experience.
And she's like, you won't even understand. She said there's things in Spider-Man that go back to what happened in Avenger, whatever wars, whichever one it was. And so, because, you know, the last one I saw was, I guess, was it Infinity Wars where like they all died at the end? And so clearly, well.
Yeah, I didn't see that one because I got disqualified. But in fairness, David and Alex asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, no, I don't want to be shamed for what I don't know. I don't want to be condemned because I don't know who these people are.
No,
I can't keep it all straight.
It's a lot to keep straight.
Y'all enjoy it.
It's not fair to expect us to. And I mean, it's like I go see that. I went and saw that because that was what Perry and Caroline wanted to go see, and so we all went to the theater, and it was lovely. But you know, that was. But then they all died, and I left, and I was like, well, that was depressing. And now clearly they didn't all die because Spider-Man's got a movie that came out after that. So I guess it all worked out. But apparently I can't go see Spider-Man. But so what I know from the first Spider-Man movie is that Marissa Tomei plays Spider-Man's, Peter Parker's Aunt May. And so Twitter took me down a rabbit trail this past week where a journalist had written about that she had gone to see the Spider-Man movie, but what really stuck in her mind, and it reminded me, it harkened back to our days of our initial friendship with Angela Cottrell, that she said what really caught her attention was the high-waisted flare jeans that Aunt May had on in the movie. And that she really couldn't hardly write the review for the movie for thinking about Aunt May's high-waisted jeans and wondering where she found them and what they were because they were so fabulous. Because then she said, here are some other ones I've found that have a similar look. And so a pair that she linked to are called the Brooke Flare jeans. They're from Free People. And they are $78. Mm-hmm. Plus, I will say that right now, Free People has free shipping and free returns on all full price jeans.
Not that we're trying to make you want anything that you don't need. Not that we're trying. We're not like the North. That's exactly right.
This is helping people walk.
This is ministry.
Jean freedom and finding it. I mean, I'm just saying it's going to help you get on the cutting edge of a trend. So she linked to, this was an option, the Brooke Flare jeans. So I'm going to tell you something. They have 33 reviews that are all almost 5-star.
But here's what I'm going to go back.
I know.
Look at the
those
colors.
Pink. I want those pink.
Pink ones?
I know. I love the pink.
I'm going to tell you, those are going to be all over.
I mean, how
this
cute
year.
Are they? So I'm tempted to order those, especially because it's free shipping and free returns on full price jeans. I'm going to tell you what I love, and I've mentioned these several times. I love the penny pull on flare jeans from Free People. They're fabulous. I have those.
We'll search for
and those, now. But those don't have as many good reviews as the other. I'll tell you why I love the penny pull on ones. penny pull on. The penny pull on.
I love that you know the name. I love that we have moved from a somewhat searing take on the commercialism of the Nordstrom anniversary sale to a ringing endorsement of Free People Flares. This is
it's because I ordered a pair of leggings off the Nordstrom sale this year that everybody kept saying you've got to have. And when I got them in, I was like, I don't have to have these. I don't like them. I got suckered in, and so I returned them. But I'm going to say that the Penny Flare jeans, the Penny pull-on flares will not let you down, is what I'm saying. If you're looking for a pair of flare jeans, here's why I love them.
Right.
They have an elastic waist. You pull them on like leggings, but they have back pockets. And here's the whole deal. They come up high enough. They're super stretchy. They're so soft. And I'm not going to wear a shirt that shows any of that anyway. Like, I mean, I'm going to wear them with a longer shirt, but because they feel like leggings, but they have that flare. So
listen, these are the girls at school. These are their probably all-time favorites because they can't wear leggings to school. But if they wear these, it's like you get the feel of a legging. But you get the look of a flare.
So I'm going to tell you the other thing, other than washing my dogs for skunks and getting a new phone and all the other things, is as I've spent the last 24 hours wondering if the Brooke flare jeans could possibly be better than the Penny pull-on flare jeans. Well,
you're not going to know unless you try.
No. I owe it to myself with free shipping and free returns to try the Brooke flare jeans because they come so highly rated and recommended.
Well, I mean, you would really be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't at least try.
So, I mean, anyway, but I think the high-waisted flare is really going to make a big comeback. And I think that's great. And I'll tell you the other thing is that in some of the colors of the Brooke flare jeans, they also come in a short length, which from my understanding and from reading the reviews is if you want to get them, if you're like 5'5"-ish, 5'6"-ish, and you want them to be able to wear with flat shoes, get the short length.
Oh, because like my flares I found in the closet, I'm going to have to get them hemmed and because they're just a smidge too long. Okay. So I see the black comes in short. The navy blue comes in short. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, just that's an option because the Penny pull-on flares, I will say, I know from experience that they, like I have them in the regular length and I have to wear them with really tall heels, which is worth it because that kind of adds to the whole look. Because part of my flares look so good because they make your legs look so dang long.
They make your legs look long. I love them.
Hey
y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of the podcast with some exciting and I would even say unexpected news. Y'all have listened to Melanie and me talk for months about how we couldn't wait to get our Patreon going and we're really going to get that Patreon going. Well, guess what? As of today, our Patreon page is live and you can visit it and everything. All you do is go to patreon.com/bigboo. That's patreon.com/bigboo and you can see specifically what our bonus content is going to be. We're super excited about it. We've had so much fun pulling a plan together. We've got it all mapped out for the rest of the year. And the only thing that's missing at this point is you. So patreon.com/bigboo. And here's one more thing I want you to know. At the end of this episode, after the music and everything, normally it would be all over. I am going to put a clip of the very first Patreon bonus episode. So you can hear a little bit of what's going to be happening there and you can hear what we're going to be talking about. If you read on the Patreon page, you'll get descriptions of what those bonus episodes are going to be every month. And it's going to give us a chance to really dig into some stuff that we love to talk about. We can't wait. And we hope you join us. Patreon.com/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go. Back to episode 147. Okay, you said something that rang a bell with me, and now I forgot what it was. We were talking about flares. We were talking about, what was it? I don't know.
Long tops.
Something. No, not long tops. I don't know what it was. It'll come back eventually. It was a springboard to something else, but I don't remember what it was.
Well,
I hope you'll try them. I hope that they'll be everything that you need for them to be.
I'll report back and let you know. right now I have, I currently own the Penny pull-on flares in the black color, which is really more like a wash charcoal grayish type color. And I'm had been debating, do I want to get another pair in the olive green, or do I want to get the light blue, or do I want to get, or blue blue? Do I want to get the wash blue, or do I want to get the indigo blue?
The blue, yeah. The bluey blue.
That's pretty much what's going on here.
Well, they're also cute.
I mean, I'm real happy about the flare jeans. I just think that it's a look that really works for everybody.
Okay. I have had some excitement this morning. It's too much to get into, on this particular episode, but I'm headed tomorrow to a friend of mine who lives in Mississippi, and, which is always fun for me to be able to do, because I feel like, you know, 75% of my friends from college live in Mississippi. And so anyway, so I'm going to Mississippi and I'm going to get to see some of them. And I am going to take a couple of appetizers with me, which always makes me think about the podcast. But here's what I want to tell you is a couple of weeks ago, we went to the lake with some of our friends, and one of Alex's friends went with us. Have I talked about this?
No, you have not.
I think I've told you this maybe in person.
Okay.
Anyway, one of Alex's friends went with us, and his mama sent like some Gatorades and some brownies, and she sent a dip. Mm-hmm. Haven't we talked about this?
You told me about it when we were together, but you haven't talked about it on the podcast.
Let me just break this down for everybody, because I'm going to get, Alex has a haircut in a little bit. I'm going to get the stuff for the dip.
Okay.
So it's a fruit dip, and it's cream cheese, peanut butter, brown sugar, a little bit of vanilla, and you whip it all together, and then you add chocolate covered toffee chips.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think I told you this. Now, that's a lot. That's some sweet stuff. Uh-huh. But the peanut butter really cuts the sugar.
Of course it does.
Charlie's mama, Suzanne, sent this dip with us. And she sent a big bag of green apple slices. I don't think I require any other. If you have one appetizer-y snack option for the rest of your life, I think mine could be that.
Oh, wow.
It's so good. So I'm going to get the stuff to make that.
That sounds delicious.
It's so good. And it's, I mean, like, I remember when I was in college and the older girls that I knew started getting married, and we would throw them little showers. And the go-to was that we would mix up a thing of cream cheese with a thing of marshmallow cream. Do you remember this?
Yeah, that was fancy. That was.
Oh, it was fair. I mean, I remember thinking that I remember my friend Jonna made it for somebody's shower. And I remember thinking that right there is the height of sophistication. Would you look at how she sliced up those strawberries? Yeah,
that's like, a grown up. That's a grown up.
We are grown up and sophisticated. But I'm going to make the peanut butter fruit dip, which is so good. And then I'm going to make our Old Faithful that we have loved for a long time, which is that Southwestern salad that's got the corn and the black beans, and then you make the dressing with the lime and the brown sugar. So that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. I'm going to make those two things for my trip to Mississippi.
That sounds delicious. That sounds really good. I haven't made that black bean. I usually make it every summer, and I haven't made it. I haven't made it yet this summer. So now that makes me feel like I need to get the stuff. And in fact, I'm thinking Perry's going to be gone, so maybe I'll make it, because I would just eat that for dinner for like the next three nights.
It's delicious. I'm so excited about it. So I'm going to do that. And I really thought through it last night about like, well, what do I want to take? And so that's where I've landed. But I'm going to put the link to that fruit dip, and y'all are gonna like, I would pack some of that in a lunch for Alex, because he loves green apples. I would pack some of that in a lunch for him.
Good. Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. So now what else will y'all do while you're there? Just hang out? Any activities?
I feel like I'm 107 when I say it, but I'm just going to visit. Just gonna go visit and catch up a little bit and see what everybody's up to. And then I'm going to meet up with David and Alex for a few days of time for us to be on vacation a little bit. And then we're not far at all from school starting. So,
yeah. Which isn't that crazy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's, yeah, I saw somebody, one of our friends had put a thing on that it was like the year feels like it went January, February, March, April, May, June, July. I mean, it was like, it's gone so fast. Like, I can't even believe that it's almost time for school to start. Although we're not allowed to talk about that at school. Anytime I say anything like that, Caroline's like, quit talking about it. Quit
Alex
talking
is the
about
same
it.
Way. No, we were at the lake again this past Sunday because I think I kind of invited us, but we were all in the water, and we were, our friends, Casey and Joel, have one of those big Maui mats, you know, that floats. And we were all, everybody and their kids, we were all around the Maui mat. And, somebody said, y'all, we need to remember this day when February hits, like we need to remember this day and think back on it. And I have such a low opinion of February. There's some lovely people who were born in February, but I have a really low opinion of February. It's just primarily good at being cold and gray. It's the grayest month. I can dread it with my whole being if I think about it enough. So we're trying to file away some happy summer memories to get us through February.
Yeah. I get it. I totally get it. Well, I, this was the other thing I was going to tell you. I was laughing. So Perry, so he fishes, you know, this time of year, he always fishes in a couple of tournaments with some friends.
Yes.
And so.
And he pre-fishes.
They pre-fish. Yes. So he's headed out to pre-fish. Oh, somebody just knocked on my door. Hold on. I can't even imagine who this would be.
It's a package from Nordstrom.
This feels like all of a sudden it's like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. It is. Someone's at the door. Who is it? Okay. It is the UPS man, but I'm not going to open it up. I don't know who, I don't know what it's from. Now, yesterday from Amazon, this is so random. I just remembered I got a package that showed up on the door and it looked like a book. It was in like, you know how they send like the flat cardboard things that like have books from Amazon.
Yeah.
And it was, but it had been kind of like torn open and, so, but then it like kind of patched back together, and I opened it up and inside was the teeny tiniest little light bulb you've ever seen.
What?
And that was all that was, it was in like a little box and it was a little decorative light bulb. It doesn't show that it came to us. It was to our address. It was the right thing, but it had no packing label, and nobody in my family has ordered a teeny tiny little light bulb for anything.
This sounds like a movie script. This sounds like, this is very mysterious. Like where you have to go around San Antonio finding the lamp that it will fit into. And then when it does, you will be transported through the time-space continuum to another land.
That's right. But I'll tell you why nothing like that would ever happen to me. Because when I said, did anybody order this? And everybody said no. And I looked and I was like, I haven't. And we threw it away. So there you go. That's why the Shankles will never embark on great mystery.
I would call Amazon and I would be like, we have a light bulb, but it does not belong to us. We received a light bulb we did not order, and it would drive me crazy until I figured out why we got it.
No, I just threw it away. Okay. I said, well, okay, I don't know why we got it. So I don't know, and I don't know what's out there now. But anyway, all that to say, so Perry fishes and he pre-fishes, and he's about to leave to go do some pre-fishing. But so he and his friends that he fishes with, they won the tournament they were in last weekend. This is how cutthroat this is. This was a tournament that was by weight. So you had to have, I'm trying to remember, I think two trout and two redfish. So it's all bay fishing. It's not deep sea fishing. And so they went out, they won by like, I think he showed me last night, like maybe a tenth of an ounce is what they won by. Like a tenth of an ounce. And so anyway, his friend Stuart, who he fishes with, came over for dinner this week because his wife and daughter were out of town. And so he came over, we had fish for dinner. And they started talking about their fishing strategy. And I told Gully later, I said, if you want to know what guys gossip about and talk about, like they're like, it's their Real Housewives of New York, it's fishing. I mean, there was so much, I was so tickled because they don't even realize they're doing it, but it was like, Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I pulled up. Yeah, I saw his boat. Well, I heard they're not fishing in the tournament. Well, they say they're not fishing in the tournament. Uh-huh. They just saying they're not fishing in the tournament because they want us to think they're not fishing in the tournament. It was like a whole thing. And then it was like, well, I heard that so-and-so is fishing with so-and-so this year. And well, blah, blah, blah. And it was like a strategy. And it was like, don't answer your phone because we can't tell him where we're fishing. And if he asks, we can't not tell him, but we can't like, I mean, I was like, this is like next level. It's like Game of Thrones.
That's right. It's like Luann having to sleep in the shark room. It's like,
right.
She's going to change her plans because she didn't like how that thing was going.
No.
My goodness.
It was like a whole, but I laughed because then I saw, so I had to go up to the school to do something the other day. And I saw another woman there whose husband had fished in the same tournament last weekend. And I was telling, she said, oh, congratulations. I heard Perry won. And I was like, yeah. And I said, listen, I said, the strategy. She said, oh, she said, we were all down there having a lovely time at the coast. And she said, my girlfriend and I were like, let's invite some more people for dinner. And the husband shut that down because I said, no, we're talking strategy. We can't have people over here.
Oh, that makes me so happy. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. And here's the whole thing that gets to me is that I'm like, you know, these are fish.
Right.
So like, I mean, they swim.
They can move.
Know, like they can move.
They may not be committed. They may not, they may not be.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, they may decide, hey, this spot was good today, but I'm hot. I'm moving to a new spot. But it's, listen, apparently the fish like to stay in one place.
Okay, this is adjacent to fishing, but not really. It's just water related.
Well, that's the same.
Okay, so swimsuits. I mean, nobody enjoys this. Nobody enjoys this, unless you're Ramona Singer. Ramona, I feel like, is the only person who was really happy about her swimsuit situation.
And she should be.
So, I haven't worn a bikini since, I don't know, maybe I was like 8. So I've never, it's never been a comfortable place for me. And so I have had some very sensible swimsuits from Lands End that have been good to me over several years, you know, like little tanky skirt things or whatever. But I decided this past week at the lake that I hated my swimsuit with my whole heart. I just was tired. I was just tired of it. I'm so tired of this whole experience. So I got on Amazon and I ordered myself, and I will make sure they're on our little Amazon page. I ordered myself a pair of swimsuit. Like they're almost like boy shorts, but they tie up down the sides.
Oh.
Again, they would work on anybody, but especially for apple shaped people. If, you know, swimsuits are oftentimes not a happy place for us. So, but if you love being in the water, anyway, they came in yesterday. They'll work with any tankini top that you have. If you have one that you like, they are so cute. Like, I don't often feel like in a swimsuit, like, golly, this is pretty cute.
Yeah.
That's just never really been my situation, but the little shorts are so cute and they're great coverage and they have the laces on the side. So you can cinch them up or down depending on what you're comfortable with. But like, I'm so happy to have them. I feel like it's going to be a better vibe all the way around. Cause I like to wear shorts.
Yeah.
And these are obviously shorter than shorts I would wear, on a daily basis, but they're for a swimsuit option and a tankini top. They're really cute. So
I can't wait to hear more about this. I feel like a lot of fashion bloggers I have followed this year talk a lot about different swimwear options on Amazon. I ordered one for, I think Caroline and I actually ordered two, one, both for her, and one worked and the other was like made for a Barbie doll. I mean, I don't know who this swimsuit was made for. So I've been hesitant, but they do have a lot of options.
Yeah. And I think it kind of got in my head because my cousin Paige had told me that she had a pair of like board shorts that she was wearing with her tankini top. And I thought, oh, that's cute. And I'm at an age where like, I just want to be comfortable.
Yes.
And that was the thing with my swimsuit that I've had for a couple of years this past weekend. I was like, I just feel like I'm hiking it up in the front all the time and I'm just tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, but I think So I'll try them out this weekend, but I think they're going to be great.
Okay.
And I think especially like everybody needs to have one thing they kind of feel good about.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so even if you feel like you're nobody, as I say, if you're nobody's after picture,
yeah,
at least you feel good about it. And so if you've got muscular arms, people like to show those off, you know, with a little halter neck situation or whatever. But I think if you have muscular legs, these are cute.
Okay.
But they cover the top part of your legs, which who really enjoys that part of their legs on earth?
Mm-mm.
So
nobody.
Anyway.
Nobody. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that is very interesting. Okay. Well, that's funny you say that because I actually was at Everything But Water yesterday looking at swimsuits. And that's the end of that story. How that story ends.
All righty. Well, we covered a lot of ground here.
We did.
Episode 147.
We sure did. Listen, everything from phones to skunks to Nordstrom conspiracies to swimsuit bottoms.
Free people jeans.
I mean, listen.
Swimsuit bottoms.
I don't know what
pre-fishing.
More you could want. Pre-fishing, fishing strategies. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what more you could want from a podcast.
I don't either. It's a wide variety of topics.
Room sprays.
That is correct. That is correct.
Uh-huh. A lot of stuff.
All righty. Okay. Well, y'all, we'll be back soon.
Yep.
So I guess we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And this is our very first Closer Look episode for our Patreon supporters. We're very excited.
We're very excited. And I don't want to brag, but I just need everyone to know, because if you're a Patreon supporter, you know that I've had a stationary mic situation for a long time. And Sophie doesn't even know this, but I have gotten myself a mic that actually stands on three legs. I'm sitting at a desk.
What do you even mean?
I know. What am I doing? I'm saying that I'm here to bring my A game to the Patreon deal. I have invested in a microphone. I'm sitting in a hard chair. I've got the beanbag off to my side. I wanted to sit in it. I'm not going to lie. But I was like, no, you're paying for this. And this is the kind of quality you're going to get. You're going to get a stationary mic situation.
Listen, kudos to you, Melanie Schenkel. I wanna hear about the microphone situation. I didn't know you'd gotten one.
I did. Well, I just got the exact same one I'd had before. Like, what is it, blue mic or mic or whatever?
Whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's got three working legs. It is sitting in a tripod configuration on a desk right this minute in front of my computer. It feels like I'm practically Wolfman Jack doing a radio show is how I feel right now.
You are a professional. Well, I probably sound a little more echoey than I normally do because I'm we're at the beach right now. And so I'm in kind of a cavernous room situation. But I feel like it'll be fine. It'll be fine, right?
Yes, it'll be all, it'll, and if it's not, it'll just be what you've come to expect. But I'm just going to say this time, at least it won't be my fault because my mic is in a stationary position.
I am not only proud, I am grateful. I am both of those things. I am proud and grateful for your new microphone that has three legs that does not require you to prop it up against yourself in a beanbag chair.
Yeah, I know. So here I am. So it's sitting here. I'm on the desk. I am stationary. I can talk with my hands and I don't have to worry about the beans and the beanbag shifting.
Oh, this is glorious. Okay, so here's what we decided we are going to do with these episodes. Just to recap for the people maybe who forgot what exactly it is they've signed up for. So once a month, we're going to do two bonus episodes a month, but one of those is going to be what we're calling a Closer Look episode, where we're going to dig into something that we have really loved recently. And then we're also going to do a Q&A episode every month. So for this month's Closer Look episode, we didn't even have to think about it, really. We were so of the same mind, because within just days of one another, we saw two things that have crossover that impacted both of us greatly. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. Yes.
Okay. So the first piece of this puzzle is the documentary about Ed Sheeran's latest album, which is called Divide, about the making of that album. And the documentary is called Songwriter. It's on Apple Music. And I watched it, I don't know, it was probably 3 weeks ago. A couple of people had told me that I might enjoy it. And I immediately after I watched it, I told Melanie, I was like, you have got to watch this thing. And as it turned out, that very same day, you had seen
the movie Yesterday. I had gone to see the movie Yesterday, and you had not seen Yesterday. So you didn't know when you said you need to watch Ed Sheeran's Songwriter, how much that kind of tied into Yesterday, because Ed Sheeran is in Yesterday, which I didn't know. And I don't think you knew until you saw it.
I had no idea. And, mm-hmm. and let's all keep in mind, I didn't think I liked Ed Sheeran. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice person, but I didn't think I was a huge fan of his music because, as we all know, as we can all remember from a couple of years ago, Thinking Out Loud, I still contend, even though I like him better now, I still contend that When Your Legs Don't Work Like They Used To Before, it's one of the worst lyrics ever in any song ever at any point in musical history. I continue to stand by this opinion.
And that's fair enough. It's not great, Bob. I'm going to tell you, it's not great.
It's not great.
No.
But, okay, so... And then we realized, so then I went to see Yesterday with you when we were in Oklahoma a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And there are so many messages in both of these films that agree with one another, that sort of overlap one another, that dovetail off of one another. And it all makes my little English teacher, English major brain so happy. Alrighty, y'all. That was the first 5-ish minutes of our very first Closer Look episode that is exclusive to our Patreon subscribers. There will be 2 extra episodes a month for Patreon subscribers, and you can get on board with that by going to patreon.com/bigbig. In this particular one, we're talking overlaps, inspiring things, takeaways from Ed Sheeran's Songwriter, and the movie Yesterday, both of which we loved a whole bunch. We will also love it if you come join us on Patreon. It's going to be a ton of fun, lots of fun new content, and we're excited about it. Thanks for listening.